City workers along the Mid-Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta coast are frustrated. The extreme ice pack encasing a GCI tower has been slowing down or cutting off their work for more than a month. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur checked in with a few communities while phones connected.
Lori Hill is worried. She's the bookkeeper for the city of Hooper Bay, and her deadline for submitting a quarterly grant report is coming up.
The internet's been going on and off, and it's ruining our paperwork.
If that paperwork isn't submitted on time, that could hurt Hooper Bay's ability to get funding in the future. CHIVAC has a similar headache. City Administrator Dennis Jones says constant internet outages are threatening the mayor's ability to submit a grant application on time. The funding would convert their old health clinic into a hotel.
It should have took him like less than 3-4 hours, went down for like, I don't know how many days.
Jones says the internet sometimes connects for only 15 minutes of the workday. Interruptions to phone and internet services started in mid-March. Thick ice began building up on the nearest GCI tower, causing services to go on and off for landlines, cell phones, data, and internet. The outages have grown more frequent, and when the internet and data are working, they're slower than usual. Last Wednesday, the tower completely shut down communication in and out of CHIVAC in Hooper Bay. Scammon Bay City Administrator Larson Hunter said weird effects lasted through the week when people called the city office.
We'd get dead air, and on their end, it would be like a screeching.
Cell phones could only connect with cell phones and landlines with landlines, which of course caused problems.
Majority of the businesses are landline-based, and most of the customers or residents are cell phone-based.
The Scammon Bay Clinic and school has been improvising by using VHF radio to announce cell phone numbers for people to call. Lori Hill in Hooper Bay is concerned about people's ability to call for help during an emergency. She says for the last couple days, her cell phone has been able to text, but not make or receive calls or use data.
The only way we can call for help is through our VHF, or we just, you know, run to wherever the closest landline phone is.
But few people have these reliable communication methods in their homes, and being dependent on only one provider increases their vulnerability. GCI says they're working to fix the problem by installing a satellite dish. That'll be a temporary fix until technicians can approach the iced-over tower. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.